where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The local real estate market saw a spike in new listings last month, while sales remained flat. 72 homes changed hands in January, but there was a big jump in new listings at 187. Sarnia Lambton Association of Realtors President Jeremy Garrett says buyers also weren't in a rush, as homes spent about 41 days on the market.
They are taking their time to make sure they find the right house. The prices have come down a little bit, and that time on market has gone up. I think that's been the trend over the whole of last year, and we're just kind of seeing those numbers play out now in January stats.
The median sales price was also down by about 9% at $450,000. Meanwhile, building activity slowed down a bit in January. City Hall issued 31 permits last month with a construction value of just over $3.8 million. That's compared to just over $4.8 million in January 2023. The largest permit of $600,000 was for a residential build in a New Brights Grove subdivision on Cottage Lane. Four permits were issued for townhouses with a combined value of over $1.4 million. Members of the 1st Hussars were conducting a weighted march in the city's south end today. Canadian Armed Forces Primary Reserve personnel were in the area of Campbell, Stewart, Ontario, and Russell Streets. Soldiers were carrying weapons with mags loaded, but have no ammunition. Bell Canada is cutting 9% of its workforce, or about 4,800 jobs, and says it'll sell 45 radio stations in BC, Ontario, Quebec, and Atlantic Canada. NDP House Leader Peter Julian accused the federal government of ignoring the situation by giving money to Bell without strings attached.
In my opinion, they need to stop the massive subsidies that they're giving to help hate and disinformation. $1 billion a year going to Meta and Google is ridiculous at a time when so many Canadian journalists are being laid off.
An open letter signed by BCE's chief executive says jobs at all levels of the company will be cut, and vacancies and natural attrition will be used to minimize layoffs. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his Liberal government is considering more stringent penalties for criminals engaging in auto theft. Trudeau made the comments as he kicked off a day-long national summit in Ottawa on how to best tackle auto theft. He hinted at the need for incentives to encourage automakers to install rigid anti-theft technologies in their vehicles. The federal government says an estimated 90,000 cars are stolen every year in Canada, resulting in about $1 billion in cost to Canadian insurance policyholders and taxpayers. And four members of Sarnia Police, including Chief Derek Davis, are going for a brisk swim. It's for the Polar Plunge, which is being held on February 10th at Lambton College at 11 a.m. Davis explained he was volunteered to take part.
Deputy Craddock was kind enough to enter my email and name, which is on behalf of the Sarnia Police Service, and I've since formally accepted.
Sarnia Police were hoping to raise $1,000, but have now surpassed the goal by about $300. Proceeds benefit the Special Olympics Ontario and Ontario Law Enforcement Torch Run. Mainly cloudy skies, a 60% chance of showers on a south wind, low 7 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of drizzle or showers throughout the day, high 16. Cloudy on Saturday, a 60% chance of showers, high 7. And a mix of sun and cloud Sunday, high 3 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.